White House, Democrats reach funding deal to avert partial shutdown. Washington, Democrats on January 29 reached a deal with Republicans to fund the government ahead of a partial shutdown deadline on January 30. President Donald Trump announced the deal in a post on Truth Social, saying, "I am working hard with Congress to ensure that we are able to fully fund the government, without delay." The resulting deal will temporarily extend funding for the Department of Homeland Security as lawmakers continue to negotiate reforms to the department's handling of immigration enforcement. Trump wrote, "Republicans and Democrats in Congress have come together to get the vast majority of the government funded until September, while at the same time providing an extension to the Department of Homeland Security." The Office of Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer stated that as part of the deal, Senate Democrats would provide the votes to pass five House-passed spending bills that fully fund the Departments of Defense, Labor, Health and Human Services, Education, Transportation, and Housing and Urban Development. Schumer said that Democrats would provide the votes to pass a stopgap spending bill to fund DHS for 2 weeks to allow additional time for negotiations. For days, the government has appeared to be on track for a partial shutdown on January 30 as Democrats vowed to oppose funding DHS, the agency that oversees immigration and customs enforcement, in the wake of federal agents' fatal shooting of Alex Preti in Minneapolis. Democrats on January 28 laid out their core asks for supporting the larger package, providing insight into the shape of the upcoming negotiations. "Our caucus is united, is unified, over three main legislative objectives," Schumer said during a news conference on January 28, indicating that the three demands would need to be met to win Democratic support for a bill to fund DHS. First, Schumer said, Democrats want an end to roving patrols of ICE agents in U.S. cities. He called for a solution that would require warrants and coordination with local and state law enforcement. Second, he said, Democrats want to enforce accountability. Federal agents should be held to the same use of force policies that apply to state and local law enforcement, and be held accountable when they violate these rules, he said. Finally, Schumer said Democrats want reforms that would require ICE and other immigration agents to wear body cameras, remove masks, and always carry proper state identification while carrying out immigration enforcement activities. Some Democrats had already told the Epoch Times that they would oppose a stopgap funding bill to keep DHS operating. Senator Chris Van Hollen was among them. When he was asked on January 28 by the Epoch Times whether he would back a stopgap funding bill, Van Hollen said, "No, not another dime to this lawless operation." Meanwhile, some Republicans have indicated they're open to reforms at DHS, though they oppose shutting down the government over the issue. Senator Josh Hawley seconded Trump's calls for thorough investigation into the Preti shooting. Hawley said his primary concern is preventing a shutdown, which he said would be terrible for everybody, for working people. To that end, he said, he plans to vote for the DHS funding bill.